Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I don't get it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. And if you listened last week, we discussed that we have so many questions for high schoolers these days. We don't know if it's at all the same as when we were.
Or when we did the first high school podcast, which was, I guess, almost 4 years ago.
That's crazy.
We were in the old apartment.
That was one of our first podcasts ever.
I feel like things have changed. So we have lots of questions. So Kennedy is here, who I found on Instagram, who is just a cool-ass high schooler.
Well, Lauren thinks she's a cool-ass high schooler.
I think so.
Based on her
Instagram. I don't know if cool high schoolers still exist, if there's still like a social hierarchy.
Why don't we start there? Kennedy, where are you at in the high school hierarchy of coolness? Are there still cliques? Do you consider yourself in one of them? Do you identify with being popular, unpopular? Just so the audience can get a gauge on where you're at. And let us know what grade you're in, too, and what high school you go to.
Yeah.
So I'm a senior. I'm 18. Okay. And I'm a senior at Woods Cross High School in Utah.
Cool.
There definitely are still cliques, but I'm not really involved in one. I cheer for my school. So I'm kind of involved in like my cheer clique. Okay. But I wouldn't say that I'm not popular, but I'm not like popular. Everyone knows who I am because I'm a cheerleader.
Okay.
But I like don't have a lot of friends. I pretty much only hang out with my boyfriend. Love that
for you. I wish I had that experience. How would you say people perceive the cheerleaders in your high school? What's the public perception of cheerleaders at your high school?
I would probably just say like a lot of people do like think that everyone is still just like cheerleaders are just stuck up, like the stuck up cheerleaders like in the movies. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like we're actually really like that. Like nobody just takes the time to like understand who you actually are, because like cheer doesn't mean like you're rude, like it just means you have like a talent, you know.
Yeah. But is that description that you just said based on like your high school or based on like
movies,
the media?
Yeah,
I feel like it's like all high schools and all media, like everyone like perceives cheerleaders the same way, but it's actually just like a sport.
Yeah,
but like it's an all-girl sport. It's not anything different than like soccer or like an all-girls basketball team. Like, we're just girls. It's the same thing.
So what would be, like, the coolest sport to play in your high school? Like, is there a cool sport to play or an activity to be involved in?
I'd probably say cheer, but I think it's just because I'm a little biased. Like, I don't...
Okay.
I don't know.
So you're popular as fuck, probably.
I think so.
It sounds like everyone knows who you are. Some people who don't know who you are may think you're stuck up, but you're actually very kind. And you just
what
have
your
a
boyfriend
really good
do?
Talent.
What is your boyfriend's clique?
What do you mean?
Like?
What does he do? Real estate? Like, he's in high school, Lauren. What the hell?
What do you mean? What does he do? What does he play? What's he involved in?
Like, it's a job. What do you mean?
He's just a student. Does he have to be in anything?
He just finished
football season. So he was just in football, and they just finished their season, and he's wrestling right now too.
Okay.
But his clique is just, he has like 5 like solid guy friends that he hangs out with like all the time, and they're all just like stupid. They're dumb.
Boys are stupid.
At Lauren in my high school, it was cool to be well-rounded. Like, it was cool to play a sport and also be really good at school. Like, make sure you were on the AB honor roll and going to a decent college. Is that how it is with you guys?
Yeah. Like, if you're really popular, if you, like, play a sport and you, like, are really good at school. I think my problem is I'm not really good at school. So that just plummets my chances there.
We had,
like...
Sorry, go ahead.
My boyfriend, he's like super smart and he just applied to the U. And he also plays football and he like goes to the gym every day. So he's like buff.
Wow, I love so that cool.
He's buff. Got it going for him.
Yeah. This is so, oh my God, this conversation is taking me back to West Boca High School. Buff. I don't think I've heard someone say buff in so long. We had an interesting discussion on our podcast last week where Lauren brought up this crazy concept that I totally forgot about where sometimes you have friends that you're friends with in school, like people that you're near in class and you talk to them in school, but you don't talk to them outside of school. So just to get a more well-rounded perspective on who you are, what is your social circle outside of high school? Do you just hang out with cheerleaders? Or do you just hang out with your boyfriend? I think you actually said that. And what do you guys do outside of high school? Like on a Friday night?
Yeah. Like what's cool to do?
I don't know. I would say like my social circle is just like my cheer team and my boyfriend, but outside of school, like I don't really hang out with my cheer team outside of school that often. Like once in a while, like I'll hang out with some girls from my cheer team. Like the majority of it is literally just like the only way that I talk to them outside of school is like Snapchat.
Okay. So Snapchat is still a thing with you guys.
Yeah. I definitely feel like it's not like, I feel like it's kind of like going down now. Like it was really big like last year and at the beginning of the year, but now I feel like less and less people are starting to use it. I also think like it's just kind of pointless at this point. Like I don't use it that often anymore.
But. I'm really going to age myself asking this question. And Lauren, you'd know the answer. Can you message people on TikTok?
Yes.
But that's not a common form of communication. You guys rather talk to each other through Snapchat. Is that the main form of talking to friends in high school is through Snapchat?
Yeah.
So why like TikTok, Snapchat like, and why not text?
I don't know. I feel like it's like
you get a visual.
It goes away too.
And right? It does go away. Yeah.
Yeah. So, do kids like still drink and like do drugs and do house parties and stuff on the weekends? Is that still a cool thing? If because getting good grades is cool, then is like getting kind of fucked up not cool?
So like since I live in Utah, it's definitely not the norm and like everyone frowns upon it. But like I know a lot of kids who like go to church every Sunday but are still like getting drunk on Saturdays. Like but you don't talk about it. No one talks about it. Like you have to be very discreet with it because it's not cool in like the Mormon culture in Utah.
Right, right. Okay. So that's like a whole other ball game.
Yeah, this is a very specific niche.
Yeah.
So there aren't like parties all the time that you guys attend. Mm-mm. Okay.
So then what about dating? Like we know that you have a boyfriend. Is dating like still something that everybody like wishes they were doing? Or is it like it really doesn't matter whether or not you're like,
hooking up or have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or anything?
Honestly, like this goes back to the Mormons, like in Mormon culture, dating, like you don't date until after high school. Like you don't have a boyfriend until you like graduate. Like it's kind of just like not a thing. But like, I know there's like a few people who like are in relationships, but it's like they hide it from their parents or there's only a few that are open. No, I don't hide it. I'm not part of the Mormon culture there.
Okay. But your high school is predominantly Mormon.
Very.
Got it. Okay. Wow. So this is a really interesting high school experience. I like
this. Dive deep into Mormonism.
Yeah. This is a great perspective. When we did our first podcast with a high schooler, the most striking thing they said was that guys don't ask for your number in high school. They ask for your Snapchat. So that has not changed in the last 4 years. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about what that looks like when someone has a crush on someone? What are some of the norms that maybe we wouldn't know about as senior fucking citizens that go down in high school?
Honestly, like everyone in high school now is so dependent on hiding behind a screen. Like everything is behind a screen. Like people will like be mean behind the phone or like, I feel like no one actually talks in person anymore. Like when a guy likes a girl first or a girl likes a guy, like they don't talk in person first. Like they'll like find each other's social media and like try to like figure out how to contact them over the phone. Because like, I understand it's a lot easier to like hide behind a screen. Like you don't, and I'm like socially awkward myself. Like it's hard to like go up to a boy and be like, hey, I think you're cute. Like, can I get your number? Can I get your Snapchat? Like, it's always like you figure out between like friends, like you probably usually know a name before you like try to find them. But it's like all over social media, I feel like. Like you just contact each other over social media. It's never in person.
Is that how you and your boyfriend got together?
So we went to junior high together and I hadn't talked to him like at all through junior high. I was like really cool in junior high. I'm kidding. I wasn't. But he thought I was really cool in junior high and didn't talk to me. But yeah, he Snapchatted me while I was on vacation in Alaska over the summer. But he did ask me for my number, like over Snapchat. He was like, I don't have your number, but like, can I get your number instead of Snapchatting you? So he, I guess it was different, but yes, over Snapchat was the way.
Do teachers still take away your phone when you're on it in class?
Good question.
Not as often. They more just like tell you to like put it away.
Okay.
Naz has talked about how much she loves Nutrafol and how she sees her hair getting thicker. Lauren always offers it to clients. She even has it on display in her salon. And I am so excited to be using Nutrafol as soon as the baby is out, in hopes to avoid that dreaded postpartum shed. Ugh. And if you are experiencing hair thinning out there, you are not alone. And we just want you to know that 80 million men and women in the US alone experience thinning hair. And it can feel scary and stressful, and that just adds to the problem. But now you can take charge and get stronger, healthier hair with new growth in just a few months. Nutrafol is formulated with botanicals to help you grow hair as strong as you are. And it's physician formulated to be 100% drug-free. And when we mean drug-free, we mean they use natural, clinical, effective botanicals for better hair growth through whole body health. And you know what? The stuff in Nutrafol can also help you get a better sleep, have better response to stress, get better skin, nails, and libido. So you can go and visit Nutrafol.com and take their hair wellness quiz for customized product recommendations that put the power of growing thicker, stronger hair back into your hands. And right now you get $15 off your first month's subscription by going to Nutrafol.com and using the promo code GETIT. That is Nutrafol.com and using promo code GETIT to save yourself $15 of your first month subscription. It's their best offer available anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, you're going to get free shipping on every order. Again, $15 off Nutrafol.com. Promo code GETIT for hair as strong as you are.
So now that like there's new occupations, like in high school with us, it was like, okay, you're, you know, the classic doctor, lawyer, teacher, whatever. There's new occupations now that don't need a college degree. Like you could be an influencer. You could be a million things that you don't need a college degree. Are people still going to college and striving for that? Or are they like going in other avenues?
I definitely think that a lot of people are still going to college and like, that's like what they're aiming towards. Like me personally, I don't want to go to college. I want to try to become an influencer. And like my mom and my stepdad do a lot of stuff over social media as their job. Okay. So like the last few years since they've been married, I've kind of grown up like watching them like do everything over social media and stuff like that. And I think that'd be a really cool like way to go.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not very academically smart, and I feel like that's definitely another place that I could do better in.
For sure.
This is fascinating. So do you sit down with your parents and like in the same way someone would sit down and talk about colleges with their parents and taking tours and applying, do you sit down with them now that you're a senior and talk about what you're going to do once you graduate?
Yeah, I have a few times. Like, I talk to them a lot. We were actually talking this morning about it, on how, like, my stepdad gave me the idea of how I could, like, teach, like, recently graduated people or, like, younger adults to, like, travel safely alone. Because, like, they don't have, like, the money to travel far or, like, safely. So that was one thing that my stepdad was giving me an idea of doing this morning.
Why do you want to be an influencer?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a very, more of a social person. And like I said before, like, I'm not very, like, academically smart. I'm super dyslexic. So, like, school's really hard for me. And so when there's something that I could, like, pursue that I would, like to do as a job, I think would be really cool, because I don't want to be, like, stuck in a constant loop of, like, going to work every morning and coming home every night and, like, hating my job. Like, I'd rather, like, love my life than, like, hate it doing something that I would appreciate more.
Wow.
Like, let's talk about social media for a second, how you were saying that, like, everything is done through a screen. Do you guys feel, or do you recognize that possibly your generation might be a little bit, like, stunted as far as, like, in-person communication, because you've just been, you've just grown up with so many screens? Like, do you think that there's some, like, something lacking or missing?
100%. Definitely. Okay. Like I was saying earlier, like, everyone hides behind a screen, and a lot of people, like, now are rude too. So, like, a lot of cyberbullying is really bad right now. And, stuff like that. But also at the same time, like, I think it also gives us an advantage of that, like, we are growing up, like, everything's going to keep evolving to more electronics. Like, it's not going to stop, and everything's just going to get more, like, smarter over, like, the phone and stuff. And I feel like that's how life is eventually going to be, is, like, a lot of it is going to be, like, just over, like, technology that we have. And so I feel like there's definitely pros and cons, but I do think we are, like, very deprived of social stuff. Because, like, I'm socially awkward all the time, even at school with, like, the people I know. Like, I feel awkward because I'm not, like, hiding behind a screen.
Wow. Right. Do you guys talk about this and how awkward it is? And have there been discussions? Like, do other people feel this way?
I definitely think a lot of other people think this way too, because in my English class, like, a week ago, we just finished writing, like, if social media was toxic or not. And so, like, I feel like a lot of English teachers, like, a lot of teachers do lean towards, like, how social media affects life. And, like, to take the easy way, I just said that social media was toxic to get the essay over with. But I also think that, like, there's a lot of good things about social media too.
Right. For sure.
I think
definitely
that's a lot of things in life have that duality of good and bad. Yeah. You mentioned cyberbullying and people are more rude. I'd love to hear more about that and hear about some examples of what you mean exactly when you say that.
I feel like TikTok is one of the most toxic places ever.
It's crazy.
Because really? Wait, this is interesting, because as someone that's not really on TikTok, What I heard about it months ago was like, oh, it really, there's all these communities that really help people, and it's actually very unifying. So I'm shocked to hear you guys think it's toxic. Why?
Because I think it's more of like a humor place. The comments are like, like, so many bots are like just asshole people with, like, not even trolls. Trolls that, like, say the craziest, meanest things. Like, you'll go to the comments on Instagram and it's nice and encouraging, and then you go to TikTok and it's like, you stupid idiot, like, crazy things. But you tell me what you see, Kennedy.
Yeah, the comments are really bad. Like, I am not big on TikTok at all, but I post a lot on TikTok, and even people at, like, my own school will say, like, snarky and rude comments. I'm like, you know, I can, like, I know who you are. Like, you're not hidden. Like, if it was, like, some random, like, letter name, you know, that, like, no one knows, then I would get it. But it's like, there's people at my school who, like, comment, like, snarky things on my TikToks all the time. Or, like, the people you follow, their comments are always at the top of whatever comment you click on. So if you, like, click on some, like, random person's comment, you can see the people you follow the majority of the time, because they're usually at the top. And a lot of people, like, they go to my school, will just be saying horrible things about people that they don't even know.
Wow.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
So want to know how lunchtime is.
Wait. I have a follow up to what she just said because this is so fascinating to me. So my perception when I started hosting on YouTube, I hated it because people were so mean and it really made me insecure. Like truly, I would like read comments and then I decided I wouldn't read comments anymore. And I like Instagram because it's not as bad, right? I think unless mm-hmm. you're like Ashley, mm-hmm. you have a million followers plus. There's random people in there.
The tone is nicer than say like Twitter or YouTube. Yeah, you're right about YouTube.
Twitter I will never join. Twitter's too scary to me. But what's interesting is I've always thought though, like, all right, Naz, like these are, you have no idea who these people are. These people are just like random trolls in the world. Sometimes they're not even real people. Sometimes they're bots. But what's so crazy about what you just shared, Kennedy, is you're saying people that you know in high school, like that you're in class with, are writing a mean or rude comment.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Knowing they're going to see you. That's unbelievable.
It's ballsy.
What is that? Really is that normal?
I feel like it is because, and maybe like people are just trying to be funny. Like I don't take it personally because I have gone through elementary and junior high, like getting bullied like the whole way through. And so I don't really tend to take things very personally, especially just like how I live my life. Like I'm not going to take the things that people say affect me because I know the truth. I know like mm-hmm. how I feel about myself. Like, I don't really care what other people think about me. And so like, I don't know if people are trying to just be funny and like saying a snarky comment or if they're being genuine, but like even on people's TikToks that like, they don't even know, like they're still like, it's obviously rude stuff. So mm-hmm.
I love that about you. I love that you don't care what people think. That's really great.
I feel like
you're going to be a very good influencer as well.
I feel like a lot of high schoolers probably don't. So what is the fallout? Like, let's say, can you give us an example of maybe someone wrote something on your TikTok and then you saw them in class and then do you talk to each other? Do you mention it? Does it become a thing? You know how things become huge where you tell your friends and then your friends are like, we don't like this person anymore. Or is it just a one and done and just blows over kind of thing?
I feel like everyone like takes it differently. Like me personally, I'm not going to acknowledge it. Like it's not worth my time to like cause a problem. But I mean, if they need to say something to get something off of their chest, if they really feel that way, then I'm going to let them do that because it doesn't matter what they think about me and it doesn't matter like what they think about other people. It just honestly, like it starts with you. Like you're the only person you can control. So I just don't see like the reason to call people out unless it's like super serious. Like if someone was actually like really rude, like I'd maybe mm-hmm. say something, but I don't think I'd ever say anything in person.
Okay. Ashley asks the lunch thing, I just have one more. Has anyone, and this is more of like a darker question, but do you know of anyone have you lost any friends along the way growing up in junior high or high due to something that they've seen on social media or due to that culture in high school that you guys are now dealing with?
Actually, like 2 weeks ago, we had a suicide at our school. Wow. I didn't know the kid very well, but he like sat on my table at English. So I like knew who he was. Like I went to junior high and high school with him all of the years.
Wow.
And no one would have expected it. Like he seemed like the happiest kid. Like he just was like happy. He always had a smile on his face. And I feel like that's really scary because like you have to honestly be looking out for everyone at this point. Like people can fake to be happy and it's really sad because he did it in a really awful way. And so that was really hard on our school this last year.
I'm so sorry about that. And I'm sorry for your high school and for him and his family. But yeah, I just wonder now to grow up behind an avatar and behind a screen, how much easier it is to show that you're happy, you know, but that goes for all of us too, not just people in high school.
Okay, so now to wrap it up with you, Kennedy, because we have a boy coming on next, and I do want the male perspective. How is lunchtime if you guys feel socially awkward all the time?
That's a good question, because that was the hardest time for me. I would cry in the bathroom and all this stuff, so that kind of goes with, like, social anxiety.
You would cry in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Really?
Lauren,
so sorry.
I felt awkward at some lunches because you don't necessarily have lunch with your friends.
I'd rather assign a seat at lunch. Okay, so how
I agree. I think there should be assigned seating at lunch.
Yeah.
So honestly, like, nobody really uses the lunchroom anymore unless you don't have a car. Everyone, like, leaves to go to lunch.
Oh,
and, like, they go out to lunch with, like, their friends. So, like, the only time I ever sat in the lunchroom was sophomore year before I had a car. And you would just sit with your friends.
So it's kind of a freshman sophomore thing.
Yeah. So like in Utah, high school is sophomore, junior, senior year. And junior highest, you're still junior high or freshman year.
Okay. That makes sense. Some high schools are like that. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for coming on. You're like so well spoken and I think you're going to do great in whatever you decide to do.
Thank you so much. It means
a lot.
Thank
you. All right. Well, have a good one. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You
Kennedy.
Too. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank
have you. A great Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Bye. Have a good time
you
in
too.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I will. Thank
you. Look great. You look so cute.
Yes. And we'll look out for your influencing techniques on how
thank
to travel
you.
Safely.
Means alone. A lot.
All right. Bye, girl.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. So we are now going to be joined by Cameron. Cameron, can you hear us?
Hi, how's it going?
So good. Hi. How are you? Thanks for being here.
Of course. It's good to be here.
Okay, so
well,
start off.
Thanks for having your mom set you up with this.
What is happening?
His mom just said,
wait, this is incredible.
Me ask on Instagram and she was like, when he wakes up this morning, I'm going to ask if he wants to, cause he's off today.
Yeah, oh my God. That's so nice of
you.
She
woke me up. Oh, what time? She woke me at like 9:00. Like I was snoozing and she woke me up. She's like, hey, so you're going to do this. I was like, okay.
I told her, I was like, no, give him a few more hours. We don't need to know right
That's
now.
Incredible.
I was
That's
like,
amazing.
It's only 8 there.
That's amazing.
Okay, so where do you live?
North Hollywood, California.
Okay, amazing. Oh, okay. So Cameron, how old are you? What grade are you in? And what high school do you go to?
I'm 16. I am in 11th grade. And I go to John Burroughs High School in Burbank.
Love it.
Okay.
So from the girl who we just talked to, I thought the most fascinating thing was that she says that they all hide behind screens in high school these days. Like almost any sort of initiation, especially between girls and boys, as far as conversation goes, starts through Snapchat. Do you find the same?
I want to say no, but yeah.
It's
all through the Snapchats and the Instagram. And I mean, I prefer to get people's numbers, but you know, I end up getting everybody's Snapchat. And it's like, oh, this is cool. And then you never talk to them.
Now, your mom's a therapist, right?
She's a life coach and relationship.
Okay.
Coach,
yeah. Cool. Wow.
So how does that affect your communication style versus other kids at school?
That's a great question.
I mean, I've been friends with a lot of kids that just cannot communicate. You know, they don't know.
Wow.
They don't know what they're doing. And it pisses me off because I actually value communication. And my mom has taught me a lot as far as like, you know, communication is important, you know, and I used to be not the best at communication, but I've definitely done a lot of developing in that area. And it's important to me because without it, you know, it's just hard. It really is.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So what's your overall consensus on, and I know you can only just speak to your high school, yeah, on the communication level, I guess. Let's put it on a scale of 1 to 10. And then maybe just walk us through, I mean, I know you just said it's like through Snapchat, but maybe give us some more examples. Like, if you like a girl, do you walk up to her? Like, how does that all work?
All right, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, like how good kids are at communicating.
In mm-hmm. your high school.
In my... Okay. Well,
and let's call it, let's call it real life. In what is it? Personal
in person school. Yeah.
In person communication. There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
That's a good one. I think I would say 5 out of 10. Maybe it's pretty bad.
Okay.
It's like,
okay,
it kind of varies, but I'd like to say that I'm on the better half, but I would probably say yeah, 4 or 5 out of 10.
Wow. So like you say that people are just awkward or they do anything to avoid in-person communication?
They're very awkward. Yeah. They avoid
no eye contact.
No. I mean like a lot of like this and like, I try to make eye contact. I try to be like,
yeah.
Wait. So in between classes, that was always a time where I would want to socialize with friends on the way to my next class, stop at a water fountain, maybe like, you know, just pass a note. What is in between classes look like at your high school? Is everyone just quiet zombie walking to school? Because that's what's in my head right now.
Yeah, or all on your phone, I guess.
It depends. I mean, I got to be at school every morning at like 7. Because I have a zero period, which is, you know, a period before first period. So I'm there from like 7 to 2:30. And I mean, yeah, I try to just socialize as much as I can in between classes. So like, you know, I go from mm-hmm. my zero period and sometimes I get let out early. So I'll go down and talk to my friends for a little bit, but we always kind of have a spot where we are, but yeah, I kind of meet up with the same kind of people depending on which class mm-hmm. it is. And I just talk to them even for like a second, you know, cause like, unless I'm like super tired and like super antisocial and I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody, then I just walk straight to class. But usually, yeah, I do a lot of socializing in between classes, in class too, a little bit, but you know, mm-hmm. yeah. I think that's.
What's your social life like outside of school? We were talking to the previous high school student, and in my high school, there would be parties and, you know, we didn't
whose
really.
Whose parents were out of town that day and we would go over there.
Right.
Is that happening?
Is that happening? And then are people talking at those? Because I remember we would just have, you know, a digital camera and there were barely cell phones. So it was like a real party where everyone was present and talking and drinking. And like, and now I wonder what parties are like now. Because even when I go to dinner with friends, people are like half on their phones now, you know?
So yeah, it's a mixture of a lot of the stuff. I think, so my freshman year, and we only got like half the experience. I didn't really get a high school experience right. My freshman year. And Corona kind of messed up everything, so
yeah,
coming back during like the summer before this year and going back into it, there was, you know, I'm friends with kids who like to throw parties personally. I mean, if I would go to a party, I'd rather help throw it or know the people that are there. So yeah, this is an example of
what, is your mom in the room?
No,
can we talk about
no,
this?
No, my mom's out of the house. I could talk about that.
Okay. But,
there's this one party that my friend threw at his house, and we like to throw parties at his house because he's got like a big backyard. He's got like a pool. And I remember it was going to be just a regular party, like a summer party, you know, going back into the year. And I was like, well, it's my friend's birthday, and I wanted to help, you know, celebrate his birthday. And I remember just, you know, okay, let's invite a couple people, you know, if we have enough room for less than 100 people, we can make it work. And I remember suggesting that we don't make an Instagram account because a lot of kids actually will make Instagram accounts for parties.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Wait, tell us. Wait, what? Tell us more. I'm so fascinated.
This pisses
what
me
does
off.
That mean?
Oh my God. Okay. So, yeah, kids will make. They're so lazy to like go out and reach out to individual people. So they make an Instagram account for a party, and they'll put like different kids like as hosts, and they put their Instagrams in the bio of that Instagram account, and they make it. And so they start shouting
so
it out.
So you follow people who should go.
If you follow the hosts, and if you shout us out, then you'll be accepted and you'll be put on the list. There's not really a list, but
because they're private,
it's a private Instagram account.
Got you.
Wait, so what does that mean? Shout us out? I'm so lost, guys. How does this work?
So you go on your story and you put their at and their Instagram on mm-hmm. your story. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you see that all the time now. And I'm just like, this is the stupidest thing ever. Cause I mean, I've been seeing this since I was in middle school. I'm like,
wow,
this is weird. And so I never thought that.
And any adult or someone could intercept that there's going to be a big party here.
Oh yeah.
And then you guys could get in trouble.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
we tried to limit it, and then my friend Max, who we were going to throw the party for, made an Instagram account. I'm like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. We don't need that many much people.
What do they call the Instagram account?
Just anything. Like, oh, you know, so usually they'll do it like as the date. So like, there's a party on November 27th. They'll be like, it's November 27th party, or you know, Halloween party, something. And
wow.
And you see it on everybody's story. And
God, that's crazy.
This is fascinating. So what happens to does the account? Does someone take over and like upload stuff that happens at the party on the account, or the account just goes like void once the party starts?
So yeah, they'll a couple weeks or days before they'll start posting information. And like, if you follow the account and they accept you, then you get all the information because it's on the posts. Like, oh, it's on. No, you can't bring this stuff. You know, and if you're going to do something, you should do it before. And
okay.
And then they post like.
So do you think?
And stuff.
Do you think people like wait around all day to see if they got accepted by this party? Like, if they're nervous about having no friends or something.
Yeah, I think it's it's easier for kids that aren't really social and they get accepted to go to the party. It's easier for them.
How do you get accepted? Do you get a DM saying like, here's the address, or?
No, you'll shout them out. You'll follow the hosts and then they'll accept you, and they'll check if you follow them.
Oh, accept like to follow the
account.
And then
you'll get a request.
And so if
back,
you're,
yeah.
Got it. So if you're accepted, you can go, wow, this is crazy. So what are the, like, I don't know how to ask this question. I want to say, what are the downfalls of this happening? Like, what sort of drama ensues from these Instagram accounts?
Well, so it kind of enlists that anybody can get invited. You know, it's really easy. And then people will actually forward the information, and then a lot more people actually go. I mean, I've witnessed this a bunch of times. Kids, like sketchy kids, will show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
And stuff goes down.
Wow, that's scary.
And also, as far as it just gets out of hand, like so that party that we ended up throwing, I thought there was going to be like less than 100 people.
100 people is a lot of people.
Well, hold on. There's more.
Okay.
There ended up being 130 people showing up in my friend's backyard.
This is a decent sized wedding.
I know.
And it wasn't. Okay. So
stop speaking millennial, Lauren.
It was a little.
That's a decent sized wedding.
I'm gonna kill myself.
We're so fucking old.
We're staggered.
We're like, oh my God, that's a lot of plates of salmon.
They staggered. They staggered.
So 130 people.
So like maybe like half at a time. And
yeah,
I remember we didn't have any music and everybody was pissed off. We had like little speakers, but we were like, where's the fucking music? Where's the music?
That's amazing.
And I'm walking around like, what's happening?
And just holding the boombox.
Oh my god, that's I actually ended up taking the speaker and holding it
like this and walking around bringing the music to people. And people were like,
stop,
the guy with the music. I'm like,
oh my god.
Really wait, funny. This is crazy. So
okay, but I wanna go back to like high school for a second. Yeah. What makes somebody cool at your school? And what makes them a nerd?
Okay. I don't know.
Are you cool? Are you the popular crowd?
I don't know how to describe it because okay, so I'm
what do you identify as?
I'm a band kid. When people are confused
as to where they are,
you're band kid.
I do. I'm a musician. I'm a band kid, so I play saxophone. I also play drums, piano, guitar, all that stuff.
Wow.
But I'm technically a band kid. And they one of my friends actually told me this, that I was the coolest band kid they've ever met because I'm the only band kid who I'm the band kid who has the most friends. They're like, yeah, you have the most friends. You're actually cool. And so
are you going to be prom king next year?
I don't know. I think.
Does that matter? No. Do prom king and queen matter?
Not
now?
Really. Okay. I think. Yeah, the stereotypes like are completely different now. I think that.
Yeah.
There's still a sense of like the cool people. And I like to roam. So I personally, you know, don't have any beef with anybody. And I kind of just, I'm friends with a lot of people. So, I mean, I have like a general group of people that I hang out with, but I know everybody for a lot. I know a lot of people. I wouldn't say I know everybody, okay. But I know a lot of people and kind of people kind of know who I am, not just from my school, other people too.
Right.
So
at what age does the popular crew emerge? Because at least in our situation, the popular crew almost was like formed in sixth grade and then kind of kept growing up.
Yeah, I think those kind of stereotypes were in middle school for me, at least. I was like, I didn't like middle school. Middle school was not a good experience for me, I think.
Aww.
Yeah, it was not pleasant. I think those stereotypes were big. Like if you're not hanging out with these people, you're not cool. You won't get invited to parties. And I never really went to parties. And I mean, you have like these like sixth, seventh graders like doing drugs and stuff like that. It's awful. I mean, these kids are like smoking at school. And
Yeah, that was my middle school.
Once you get to high school, I'm sorry, Naz. You get to high school, everyone kind of figures out like you'll be comfortable with your band friends and all your friends. And then those kids doing drugs and whatever will stick to their groups of friends. And then you don't have the need or want to like be with those people, kind of like you're comfortable in your own group.
Yeah, you find your people. It might take a while. I mean, for me, it took like a second.
Yeah.
Even freshman year was like, I don't know who I want to hang out with. And then now I have a really good group of friends and I kind of know, you know, I know my people. I know that I can still hang out with the other people I used to hang out with, but like limited because of that. It's like,
right.
But yeah, it's the, you know, You find your people eventually and it just works.
Do you think about like romantic partners and stuff? And is that part of, I don't know how to ask this question. How do you go about, if that is something that you like want to or like to, or have explored in middle school and high school, how do you go about it? Or what's like the normal way to go about it in high school?
I'm a ladies' man for sure. I tend to
like slings.
Yeah, I tend to enjoy the ladies. I think I've only had one girlfriend. I actually met her over quarantine. It was an experience for me.
First love.
But how does the communication work? Like, I guess I'm interested in hearing what the approach process is like normally, maybe not like in your own, but like what's the norm in your high school?
For what? For like romantic?
Hooking up, going dating.
Yeah. Are there a lot of people dating? Is it mainly just hookups? You know, how do we discussed that it's like mainly over Snapchat. I just want to hear more about this.
It's a mixture. I I don't really do the whole hookup thing. I kind of like stick to one person and kind of date around, but it's been a second for me. Yeah. I mean, since my ex-girlfriend, like, I haven't really been a lot of people. Just kind of like doing some self-development, but then also just kind of like.
Are breakups through Snapchat?
No. Mine was in person. Some people,
but typically, but in your high school, like, what's sort of the, what do you think the pulse of the culture is when it comes to that?
So usually relationships start out, you know, like the talking stage, you know, you talk to them, you do all this stuff, and then you either end up dating or you don't. And then once you start dating, I've seen this in a lot of people. My friend is like, actually, he's experiencing this right now. And this happened to me too. So, you know, you're with a person for a while, and then they start losing feelings or whatever. And so they decide they want to take a break, you know, like, oh, we're going to go on a break. We'll be back in a little bit, which has happened. It actually happened to me. And I didn't know, but now I know that you guys have done, like, once you know, you're on a break, no, you're not getting back together. Unless the connection is really strong, like that, you know.
So is that more like a fading out of relationships? And is that, do people just say, oh, we're on a break, and then just not get back together? Is that what you're hearing or seeing a lot of?
Yeah. I mean, girls, a lot of girls are scared to, you know, just end it. And so they do it in a way that's like, oh, you give the other person hope and then they lead you on, which is, it happens.
That's that's 10 times worse.
Yeah.
That's so much worse. Wow.
And there's
okay, Cameron.
Yeah.
What about the pressure to have sex? Like, are you a cool guy if you do? Do you feel like there are more high school virgins than there were, like, say, 10 years ago?
Are there any, like, teen pregnancies in your high school? Like, tell us the sex lowdown.
Ooh.
If you're comfortable.
Yeah. There's been some teen pregnancies, I think. At least I've heard. I haven't really, it's not really happened to one of my friends, but I've heard some stuff. I used to think it was cool. You know, I used to think, oh, you know, you have sex, you're cool. You know, you did this, now you're a man. But, like, not really. I mean, you know, you kind of know. My dog is over here.
Hi, baby. He's so cute.
there used to be a lot of this pressure, but now it's like, it doesn't really matter. You know, if you hang around the right friends, you can kind of just be yourself and not have to worry about that.
Okay.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
My last question for you is... How is your high school different after Corona. What was high school like before Corona? And did you notice anything change when you guys went back after quarantine? And if so, what were those changes?
The girls got hotter for sure. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah. I did. I had a whole glow up over quarantine.
It's probably because
I had the time.
Why do you think that is?
I think people had the time to eat healthy and just sleep.
But most people weren't like you and ate healthy. Most people didn't. I mean, I started working out, but most people ended up gaining weight.
Well, let's let him answer, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you're not the norm.
Maybe they just went through puberty fully.
Yeah.
No, you're right, Ashley. Thank you for stating that. That was not the norm, actually.
No, yeah. Everybody kind of had a glow up. I definitely did. I was like, at least my freshman year, I was like super, super skinny. And I just remember over quarantine, just like, I gotta put on weight. I gotta bulk. I gotta do this. And I started working out. And I started seeing a little bit of results, but at least I felt good about myself. And I didn't start like really, really working out until recently, a couple months ago. And I started hitting the gym and just pounding on it. But it's, yeah, the people definitely changed over quarantine. And when we got back to high school, it was like, this is weird. It took a second. It really did, because the people changed. I think the environment was a little different as well. Yeah, it took a second, but then we were right back to where we were, I feel like.
Okay. So people weren't more socially awkward.
I think the socially awkward people were still socially awkward, but I, one of my friends actually, she was very socially awkward. And then out of nowhere, she just had this confidence boost. No, she just had this confidence boost and just like, wow, is now out of her shell. And I feel like that happened to a lot of people. Happened to me.
Oh, that's nice awesome. To hear that the opposite of what I thought happened. That's nice.
Well, that's only one case. A lot of other people just got really, okay, really like, you know, kind of messing.
I have one question.
Yeah, yeah.
Last question. Do you guys think the big baggy pants is hot?
Yeah, the Gen Z style. Do you guys like it?
It's a good question. I like baggy pants. I sometimes wear baggy pants. I also just really wear jeans. And
but on the like, girls, like what do you like on girls? Because they wear bigger pants now, right?
Yeah, a lot of the girls wear like the bell bottoms, but the guys have been wearing bell bottoms and like JNCO jeans and all those skating jeans.
Nice. Okay. Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
Wait, I have my last question. When we were in high school, I feel like guys idolized, I don't know, Jessica Alba, Pamela Anderson. Like, are there any public figure celebrities that you feel like a lot of guys in your high school ooze over?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I mean, I love Wonder Woman. I love Gal Gadot. I think she's great.
Yeah, that's such a good one. Good. Wait, do you guys put posters up?
Not me, but I think some of my friends, mm-hmm, I think they do. I like Natalie Portman.
Okay, so you have a type.
Wow. I like these Israeli girls, yeah.
Blondes or choogy? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
My part, like, at least for like dating, I like blondes. I do. I'm not super picky, but like I've been into the blondes a lot recently. So,
fascinating.
Yeah, it's. I mean, there's this whole thing with, you know, the guys. If you ask any guy, at least from my friends, and a bunch of guys will say this too. Which one guy, if you were gay, that you'd go for? Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Really?
That's so funny. That's because he's such a safe option.
So safe.
He's so perfect. Safe.
Yeah. I could delve into this for hours.
I could too. I don't get it.
Yeah. Do you guys get Pete Davidson?
I love Pete Davidson, but
yeah,
I think he's funny. I he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's
funny. All right.
All right. We'll let you go.
We'll let
Cameron.
You go. Thank you really so much. Thank you so much, Cameron.
Of course. It's good to be here. Really good to meet you guys. And
have a great last year of high school and an even better Thanksgiving.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
He's got a year and a half.
Yes, year and a half.
Actually, like just spinner.
Okay.
Oh, he's so cute.
So who do we have next?
Okay, so now we have a high school teacher. So she's 30. So she's pretty much of our generation.
Yeah.
And so we'll see the difference between what high school was back in our day versus what it's like today.
Okay.
Yay. Kaylee, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Hi. It's so good
so
to
excited.
See you
guys.
Thank you so much for being here. So I guess our biggest question, what are the standout differences between 30-year-olds, millennials in our high school experience versus this younger Gen Z version of the high school experience?
Okay. Yeah.
Are 15 years later.
Talking like life stuff, fashion stuff, just anything in general.
Give it all.
Social. Okay. I think mostly social.
Okay. So I teach 9th and 10th grade English here in South Florida. And
oh, woo woo!
I know.
Wait, what high school?
I'm on the other coast from where you were. I'm on the west.
Okay.
You're like Fort Myers, Cape Coral area.
Okay. What can you share what high school or no?
I don't know.
Okay. Love that though. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm like a super planner. So when I messaged you this morning, I literally like started taking notes.
Yay. Okay. Give us all the notes. Just tell us everything that you want us to know about what it's like now.
Okay. So I feel like the thing that is most stand out to me, I feel like unless you are interacting with Gen Z on a daily basis, you might not necessarily pick up on this. I feel like they get a bad rap otherwise. But it seems like they care so much more about like the important stuff than I feel like I did and like millennials did in high school. So for example, things like LGBTQ rights and Black Lives Matter and getting vaccinated and like politics. Like I don't ever feel like I was, and maybe I was just like ignorant at that age. I don't know. But I don't feel like I was ever as like educated on like worldly things as they are now. And I don't know if that's because of their exposure on social media. It just seems like they're caring more about what actually matters than
I love that.
The stuff that maybe we focused on too much in high school. And I was listening to your podcast last week when you were talking about the trends and how it's like they just don't care. Like they just don't, it seems like they don't put effort in and they don't do their eyebrows and they don't do their hair and they don't this and that. And I feel like it's because they're so much more focused on like the important stuff, like issues that are society. And I feel like that gives me so much hope.
Me too. I love that.
Future generations. Yeah. We were having a discussion a couple weeks ago. We read an article in one of my English classes, diversity in America and like this concept of the melting pot and just the conversations they were having. I was just blown away at the level of it that they have for people who are different than them. And it just feels so different. It feels like they're getting away from like the traditional bullying and they just care about human beings is my experience at least.
So yeah, I'm sure it's definitely high school area to area.
For
of
sure.
The country. It depends on what they're being exposed to at home and, you know, what social media they are following on Instagram. I'm sure I think that some people, if they weren't for the, I don't know how to say this, for the the mass media, if they weren't listening to normal mass media, that they would actually be bullied in high school. The people that are, you know, for LGBTQ, whatever, if they're going against the mainstream, that I fear that those people will be bullied in high school.
Right.
And do you see that?
I feel like there's this shift happening. Like I feel like when we were in college, high school age. Yeah, absolutely. It was like you
were
like the outlier if you spoke about that stuff or cared about that stuff. I can only speak for my school. But I'm seeing the complete opposite. Like if you're somebody who's not into standing up for that and speaking out, you're the outlier. And I think that's what kind of gives me some hope.
Yeah. I think that's what Lauren was saying. I love it because I think just as a society and collective, we're just vibrating at a higher frequency. Like those things we did, you know, it was okay for women to be like touched in the workplace, and now it's not. So it makes sense that they're like more aware and more attentive and are putting more importance on that stuff, which I think I love that.
And that's I'm thinking back to when I was in like middle school, and I just kind of like believed whatever my parents told me, and I love my parents and, you know, and respect their views and whatnot. But I feel like, you know, if my parents were Republican, I was a Republican, or if my Democrat, I was a Democrat, and without doing anything or doing any of my own research. And I feel like today they're doing their own research and they're like trying to educate themselves and form their own opinions, which is really, really cool.
It is refreshing. Cause I didn't have that. I didn't have that experience till college. So I moved away from my parents, but I was the same way. And I do think even in like, it does feel like that's the way it is now. Like in The White Lotus, I don't know if you watch that show.
No, but
the
daughter, I haven't. I heard you guys talk about it, but I haven't watched it.
So the daughter is constantly questioning the beliefs and ideals that her parents has and like throwing it on them. But it just seems reminiscent of what you're saying.
I'm just veering off here. What is like relationships like in high school? We've asked two high schoolers, a boy and a girl, what relationships are like. I know that in high school, there would be people like making out against the lockers, holding hands out in the hallway. Is that shit still happening?
Oh, that I feel like has not changed at all.
Okay.
I feel like it's gotten worse. Like we're required to be in the hallway. So I work at an outside campus. We'll be like in the hallway during class changes just for like safety reasons and, you know, have eyes on kind of thing. And the one thing that I do think is different is I feel like they have no shame around their teachers. Like, Paul and like, you know, Joe will be here dropping off his girlfriend at my class. And they are just, they don't have no problem just like smooching away. And I'm standing there like, okay.
Very interesting. I was expecting the opposite.
No, like I think back to high school, and I was like a late bloomer. I didn't have boyfriends in high school. But I'm thinking if I did, like, oh my God, I would be mortified if there was a teacher standing right there. No way.
So that kind of puzzles me because we've been talking to these other two high schoolers about how they feel like everybody is more socially awkward and addicted to their screens, that it takes them a while to get comfortable with taking a relationship off the screen. Do you have concerns about this generation communicating in real life?
I feel like yes and no. To preface this, I work at predominantly like an arts school, so they're very, very outgoing.
A lot
of our students, I mean, they're outliers here and there, but don't struggle with that. I feel like in my role as a teacher, I acknowledge that like cell phones can be an issue, right? And taken away from communication. And I mean, their face are always in the screens. So at least from my perspective as a teacher, I try to utilize the phones in the classroom in a way that we can make them educational so that we're not like kind of like put them away altogether, but like, look, we can use them to have discussions and we can use technology in a healthy way. But then I also try to promote like old fashioned discussions, right? Because that's something that's a skill that they're going to need to take out into the real world. So I feel like that's something that, and this is kind of veering off a little bit, that educators though really, really need to hone in on, because it is such a, like, there's such a fine line between like using technology for the good, but then also like they're going to be lacking in some skills if we don't right here and there. So I see a little bit of both of it.
So fashion wise, what do you see, run through these hallways? What do we need to be up on? What is a cool girl? Like, can you spot a cool girl in the hallway based on what she's wearing?
What we were like, not what we were. Cause I wasn't, but Lauren
wasn't
was.
Either. It's okay.
The popular pretty girl still like the best the same dress, like look, you know, and stuff, or is it totally different?
No, I feel like it's still pretty easy to spot them. 100%.
Okay.
Fashion wise, one thing that I've been noticing in the last year or two, and this kind of blows my mind, Crocs are really making a comeback.
Yeah, Post Malone and Bad Bunny and J Balvin are the reason.
Yeah, it's like guys and girls. Like everybody. Yeah.
I want Crocs. A pair of dope Crocs. I kind of do too.
I have a 1 year old daughter and we got her a pair of Crocs and she rocks them like no other. But I just don't know if I'm ready to hop on them.
Crocs with some socks. There's no other form of like comfort. Crocs with socks.
I don't know. I feel like guys. Your feet get all kinds of sweaty and nasty.
They're ugly, but they're ugly, but they're fashionable.
So yeah, Crocs are big.
And the girls are wearing them with socks.
Yes. And they wear the little, like, I guess they're called gibbets, like the little
thing. Yeah. Yeah. You can like express your personality through them. It's so fun.
Oh, well, yes. I like that. I love personalizing.
Now yes. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
All right, Kaylee.
Don't. She'll actually wear them.
I'm getting you them too, Lauren.
Oh, God.
Kaylee, we do have to wrap the podcast up, but I want you to look at your notes real quick. And if there's anything major that you haven't mentioned, please do now.
Okay. There's two things.
Do
and
so.
These are fashion related.
Oh, okay. Love.
First one, and I'm going to feel really dumb if you guys can't relate to this, but I think Bax graduated in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And we used to, like, did you guys ever do like t-shirt decorating where you would like make design t-shirts?
Yeah, like
get your t-shirt with like your puffy
like
paint.
Concerts and do that.
Senior, mm-hmm. senior night. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Homecoming, like all
color day.
Yes. My sister actually, she and I both listened to your podcast and she texted me before. She's like, ask them if they did t-shirt decorating because that is not a thing anymore. And I
thought, aww, we used to write our parties.
No, I'm so happy you brought this up. For every football game Fridays, we would go get a t-shirt. We'd get glitter.
Yeah.
Wait, that's
you
so
were really fancy.
Funny.
You'd get like the iron-ons from Walmart.
Yeah, get iron-on letters were such a thing.
What
Whoa.
Do they wear?
To Michael's all the time.
Yeah, yeah this is crazy. We were so crafty. Thanks, Martha.
Now I feel like if they make shirts, like we have like the Powder Puff game and whatnot, they're like way fancier. Like they go to like professional printing companies and they're like super fancy. And then the other thing, this is the last thing, and then I'll let y'all go. Fashion-ish hair-wise. So I feel like I remember back in like middle school doing my hair in the morning. I obviously have like naturally very curly hair.
Your hair is beautiful.
Thank you. I remember like standing in front of the mirror, like trying to put my hair back and just like gelling the crap out of it and like getting so angry when be like a little bump, it would like just
you'd have a brush in one hand and it's
oh my gosh, moving. Bumps for
bumps for those. Remember the plastic like zigzaggy thing that was just like what the fuck was that circle plastic zigzag
band?
So I feel like nowadays they just let their hair hang and it looks so like nice and naturally pretty. But I'm thinking back on myself and I was like, I would never. Like, I spent hours and pounds of gel and, like, just grew the heck back.
So no particular style. Just roll out of bed and, like, call it a day, right?
Yeah, it's like, feel like they try, like, they want to look like they're not trying, but I feel like they have to be trying. I don't know.
I think that's the consensus is to try less or less, or else you're chuggy.
Chuggy, I mean, I'm definitely on board with that.
Is chuggy a word you hear in the hallways?
I actually heard that word for the first time on your podcast.
Oh, okay. Oh. Interesting.
And I had to text my sister. She's younger, 20s. I was like, is this a thing? And she's that's a thing.
That's so
fun. Well, what about makeup real quick?
Do they wear makeup?
It's very minimal, like super, super minimal. Natural. I don't know. Not at all, really. I feel like eyelashes are something they care about a lot. But other than that, nothing really stands out to me.
One last question. Are there goths or emo kids?
Is Hot Topic still open? So
yeah, at an artsy school, I feel like yes.
Yeah.
But not in like the traditional sense. Like I remember seeing people in like those big black baggy pants with chains and like all kinds of like dark eyeliner. I feel like now it's just like band tees and dark hair and it's not as like
aggressive,
intimidating.
I felt like it was in the 90s.
Cool. Thank you so much,
Kaylee. Yeah, so absolutely. Fascinating. Thanks for listening to our podcast and thanks for coming on and giving us all the high school tea and intel.
Oh my gosh, you guys made my whole freaking year. You have no
job.
I adore you. quick shout out to my sister Casey. We listen to you every
week. Casey, aww, we love you.
Oh, and we text, awesome. Did you listen yet? And we always like kind of recap.
This will be out on Monday.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Oh, good luck with those youths out there.
Bye. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye. See ya. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. Let us know in the Facebook group your thoughts on high school these days. Maybe you have like a different experience. Maybe you're in high school. Maybe you have a kid in high school. And we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing while you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies, and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. And then we cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
I don't get it.
Podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.